The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 7th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
रजस्तम अप्रकृतया समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूत प्रदेशादीन श्रीसज्ज प्रजेक्षव श्री ऐसज्ज प्रजा श्री मीन्स ब्यूटी ऐसज्ज मीन्स रिचेस ऑपुलेंस And praja means progeny, sons, grandsons, great-grandsons. In Bengal, there is a proverb, nati nati shagge bas. If one can see grandson of the grandson, his life is successful. His door to heaven is open now. Nati means grandson, and Nati is Nati, grandson. That means sixth generation. So, people like this. Good family, and full of beautiful women, and very good bank balance, motor cars, then life is successful. Sirai sajja prajep sava. But, who are after this Sirai sajja prajep sava? That is explained, rajastama prakitaya. Rajastama prakitaya. Those who are influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. In the Bhagavad Gita, the division of the society is given there. Chatut varnam maya sristam guna karma vibhavas. According to guna and according to karma, there are four classes of men. The first class man, the brahmana, because they are on the platform of goodness. Goodness means they can see one who is qualified brahmana. He can see what is what. What is this world? What is God? What the human being? Everything is clearly prakasa. It is called prakasa, illumination. If one is situated in the modes of goodness, platform of goodness, he can see things as they are. Prakash. And the next stage is passion, productive. Productive, ruling, administrative, like that. Creation. Just like the king's royal orders, they want to conquer expansive kingdom. The next stage is mixed up ignorance and passion. That is the stage of Vaishyas. They want simply money, some others. They do not care for anything. That is Vaishya. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Shudra, they are completely ignorant. They cannot produce anything, neither they have got any enthusiasm for ruling or administration. So, their business is to submit to the higher classes and live peacefully. These are the divisions of the society. But all of them are required for upkeep of the society. It is exemplified in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mukho Bahu Urupadebhyo Purushasya Asramai Saha Asramai Jagire Chattar Varna Vipradaya Gunat Prithak. This Srimad Bhagavatam, the same thing is confirmed that the Brahmanas are the face of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, according to our Vedic civilization, whenever there is any ceremony, the Brahmanas are sumptuously fed. Because Brahmanas are considered to be the mouth of the Supreme Personality of God. The mouth, the business of mouth is to speak and to eat. The Brahmana's business is to speak Vedic knowledge, distribute Vedic knowledge, Vedabad. That is their speaking. Just like Ambarish Maharaj used to do. Sabai mana Krishna padar vindayo vachangsi vaikuntha gunanu varnan. The Brahmana's business is to speak about the Supreme Personality of God. Just like Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking about himself. Because the purpose of Vedas is to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. That is the purpose of Vedas. If you become a very great scholar in Vedas, but you do not know what is Krishna, it is useless. Because Veda means knowledge. And Vedanta means the ultimate end of knowledge. So, ultimate end of knowledge is Krishna. So Vedanta means the ultimate goal of knowledge is to know Krishna. That is Vedanta. Vedanta does not mean anything else. Because Krishna says, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. That is Vedanta. And he also confirmed, Vedanta vid Vedanta kritcha aham. I am the compiler of Vedanta philosophy, and therefore I know perfectly well what is Vedanta. Therefore, if you follow the instruction of Krishna, then you are completely in knowledge of the Vedanta. This is Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta philosophy does not mean to make some jugglery of words and deviate one from Krishna. That is not Vedanta. That is misleading, bluffing. That is going on in the name of Vedanta. So, in the previous verse, it has been explained, the mumukshava ghoru rupan hitya bhuta patinatha narayana kalashanta bhajanti janasuya. Those who are in the platform of goodness, they worship Narayana kalashanta. Narayana and his expansion. In the spiritual world, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, as we have got experience. Within this material world, within this universe, there are innumerable planets. Similarly, there is another sky, parastasmatu bhava anya, bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That sky is eternal. This sky is not eternal. It is created. It has got a date of creation and it will be annihilated at a certain date. So beyond this sky, there is another sky which is called Parabhoma or Sanatan, eternal sky. And in that sky, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha Jasma. There is no anxiety. Here in this material world, everyone is full of anxiety. This is the material nature. Even a small bird, you give some grains to the small bird, he'll be full of anxiety. He'll look like this. Yeah. If somebody is coming to kill me, that is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Sada samudvigna dhyam asad graha. These living entities in this material world, they are full of anxieties. Why? Asat graha, because they have accepted something which will not exist. Asat graha. There are two things, asat and sat. So Om Tat Sat, Parabrahma Bhagavan, he is sat. And this material world, asat. Asat means that which does not exist. So because we have accepted this material body, asat graha, therefore we must be always in anxiety. This is the law. Tat sadhu manni suravadya dehina. Dehina. One who has accepted this material body, he must be full of anxiety. He may be the king of heaven, Indra, or he may be a small ant in the stool. It doesn't matter. Everyone is full of anxiety. So, Prahlad Maharaj recommended that when his father asked him, what is the best thing, my dear boy, you have learned? He explains, my dear father, he did not say father. He addressed his father as the best of the demons. Asuravarja. Asuravarja. Because he was Asuravarja. Varja means the best. Varyan. Varja. So, tat sadhu manne suravarja dihinam sada sadhu samudvigna dhyam asad graha hityatma ghatam grihanda kupam vanam gato jat harimasraya. Harimasraya. Unless we take shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna Hari, so long we shall be full of anxiety. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring everyone under the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, so that they may become free from all anxiety. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, unless one comes under the shelter of Krishna, he cannot be free of anxiety. That is not possible. Therefore, it is explained here that rajastama prakitaya, those who are on the platform of the modes of goodness, brahmana platform, satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, astikam, jnanam, vijnanam, brahma karma svabhava. These are the qualities of brahmana. Not that because one is born of a Brahmin father, he will be Brahmana, no. Guna-karma vibhagasa. He must have the qualities of Brahmana and must act as a Brahmana. Then he will be accepted as Brahmana. Otherwise, he will be called Brahma-bandhu, Dijabandhu, Tri-shudra-dijabandhu. Three, woman, Shudra and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means born of a Brahmin father, but his actions are like something else. He is called Dijabandhu. Or born of a Kshatriya father. Dija means Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya also. Those who are born for the second time by initiation. First birth is by the father and the mother. And the second birth is by the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is the mother and spiritual master is the father. So, when one approaches a bona fide spiritual master, his second birth is there by advancement of spiritual knowledge, and that sacred thread is offered to him, upanayan. Upa means near, and nayan means bringing. So, this sacred thread is the symbol that one has accepted a spiritual master and he knows Vedic knowledge. That is the symbol of sacred thread. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has accepted a acharya, it is to be understood that he knows things as they are. That is the symbol of sacred thread. So, those who are not mumukshava, they are to be considered under the influence of ignorance and passion. They are called rajastama prakitaya. Those who are on the platform of brahminical understanding, brahminical qualities, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, tolerant, simplicity, and Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan has given about this arjava, simplicity. He says that a Brahman, even to an enemy, will disclose all his secrets. Even to his enemy. Nobody discloses his secrets before an enemy. But a Brahman, if he even finds out enemy, he will disclose all the secrets. He has no secrets. Brahmana means open-minded, liberal. And the opposite word is kripana, miser. So anyone who is trying to utilize fully the advantage of this human form of life, being desirous of becoming liberated from these material clutches and acts accordingly, he is a Brahman. Mumukshava. Others who are not Brahmanas, those who are influenced by the material ignorance and passion, rajastama prakitaya, their business is how to get money, how to get beautiful woman, and how to have many followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, ba jagadish kamay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my dear Lord, Jagadisha, I don't want riches, dhanang, na janang, neither good progeny or followers, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kaan. Sundaring kavita, very poetic, beautiful wife, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kaan. I don't want all. Just see, this is the difference between satagun and rajagun. Rajastama prakritaya, those who are influenced by the passion and ignorance, their desire is Sri Sajja Prajepsava. Sri means beauty. Sri Aishajya, opulence, Sri Aishajya. Praja, good progeny. That nothing much. So, this is the desires of the persons who are influenced by passion and ignorance. And one who is influenced by the satogun, goodness, he denies, especially on the platform of devotion and service, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, va jagadisha kamay. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahit ki tai. My dear Lord, I want life after life. Not he. He doesn't want even mukti. Otherwise, if one is liberated, then according to Bhagavad Gita and every Vedic Shastra, punarjanmanaiti takta dehang punarjanmanaiti, that is mukti. The mukti means to go out of this ignorance or the darkness of this material world. But Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, mama janmani janmani. He doesn't want to stop even punarjanma. Krishna says mukti means no more birth, no more accepting this material body. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says janmani janmani, life after life. That means a devotee who is actually pure devotee, annavilatya sunnam, no other desire than to serve Krishna. He doesn't want even mukti. Vyavanang nagrinanti. Vyavanang nagrinanti. Mukti, if it is offered to a devotee, he doesn't care for it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want anything. He simply wants how to be a faithful servant of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. He doesn't want anything. So, those who are not in the modes of goodness, mumukshava, they worship rajastama prakritaya samasila bhajanti. Samasila, according to their temperament. There are recommendations that if you want this thing, you worship this demigod. If you want education, you worship this demigod. If you want money, then you worship this demigod. If you want very beautiful wife, then you worship Uma. And these are recommendations are there. That is not false. These are all Vedic recommendations. Because if you want this, then Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that Janti Deva Vrata Devan Pitri Janti Pitri Vrata. If you want to go to the heavenly planet, then you worship such and such demigod. If you want to go to the Pitri Lokas, then you worship such and such demigod. These are explained there. They are not false. They are fact. If you want, just like they are going, trying to go to the moon planet. So, how to go to the moon planet, that process is described. You can adopt that process and automatically after your death you will be transferred to the moon planet. You don't require this artificial Sputnik. No. Neither you can go there by this Sputnik. No. It is not possible. You must be qualified to enter into a particular type of planet. You cannot go by force. I have given this example many times in America, that if somebody wants to come to America, he has to secure the proper passport and visa. Otherwise, the immigration department will not allow him to enter. Similarly, if you want to go to a particular type of planet, higher planetary system, you must have the required passport and visa. Otherwise, how you can enter there? Therefore, Krishna says, Janti Deva Vrata Devan. Pitrin Janti Pitri Vrata. Bhutani Janti Bhutajya. Madhyajinopi Janti Mam. Krishna never says that you do anything nonsense in your cultivation. Krishna never says. If you worship demigod, you will be promoted to the planets of the demigod. If you worship the pitris, the sraddha tatpat, then you enter the pitri lokas. But one who is endeavoring in devotion and service, janti, madhyaji, manmana bhava madhbhakta madhyaji. Krishna recommends, manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. And in another place he says, Mad Jajina Mad Janti Maam. So those who are devotees, those who are always engaged in the worship of Krishna, Narayana, Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu, they are all the same. Vishnu Tattva. So, in the previous verse, Narayana Kala Shanta Bhajanti Janasuyava. Janasuyava, they are not envious. They are not envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not like the so-called scholar envious of Krishna. When Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Magna, he is envious of Krishna. He is recommending, it is not to the person Krishna. Because he is envious. He does not like that Krishna should be worshipped. Not only he, there are many persons. As soon as we put that Krishna, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam, you just worship Krishna, they will protest. No, why? Krishna, we have got so many other demigods. We shall worship them. They are asuyava. They are hingsa. Hingsa. They are envious of Krishna. And because our life, this material life has begun being envious of Krishna. Why Krishna shall be the enjoyer? Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagratavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Our enviousness is, why Krishna shall be the only enjoyer? I shall enjoy. Why he shall enjoy the Rasleela? I shall imitate. Or I shall also make arrangement for Rasleela. You see? This is Raskalda. Nobody can imitate Krishna. That is described in the Bhagavata. If someone thinks of imitating Krishna, he will be ruined. He will be ruined. That is said, stated there in the Srimad Bhagavat on the question of Parikshit Maharaj. So, Krishna consciousness means to be completely non-envious. In the Srimad Bhagavat in the beginning, it is said, Dharma projita koitava atra parama nirmasaranam. Parama nirmasaranam. Those who are completely free from enviousness, they can understand what is Bhagavad. Parama nirmasaranam. Dharma projita. It is not a cheating type of religion. Enviousness. Parama nirmasaranam. Or paramahamsa. Those are not at all envious. They are all as friends. Sridang sarva bhutana. Paramahamsa means Sridang sarva bhutana. Friend for everyone. Not for this human society or this society. Paramahamsa is friend for everyone. Paramaninma saranang satang. They are satang. Vaishnava. Vastava vastu vidamatra. Kāpatrayun mulanam, śivadam, these things are mentioned. So, those who are envious of Krishna, they take to the worship of other demigod. Sirai sarja prajapsava. Because to quickly attain achievement or achieve perfection in these three things, beauty, opulence and good generation. Bhagavad says that even though you are very much anxious to get all these things, Sri Sarja Praja, still we recommend that you worship the Supreme Personality of God. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi pibrena bhakti yogena jajita paravampur. That is the recommendation. Akama. Akama means bhakta. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nadhanang na janang na sandaring kavitang va jagadisa kama. We don't want. He is called akama. No desire. Akama sarva kama. Sarva kama means this. Sidai sarja prajapsava. Dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, jaso dehi, balang dehi, 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 dehi. They are sarva kama. Akama sarva kama. and another moksha kama. So moksha kama and sarva kama are what is called the yogis siddhi kama. They are also siddhi kama. Some of them are moksha kama. Some of them are sarva kama. Some of them are siddhi kama. All of them are kamis, lusty. The yogis, the karmis, and the gyanis, all of them. They're kamis. When they want something. Only the devotee, he doesn't want anything except Krishna. He doesn't want Krishna also. He simply wants to serve Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches. Asrishya bapadaratam finastamam marmahatam karotuva adarsana. The devotee desires to see Krishna, but he says, I don't mind. If you break my heart by not being present, I don't mind. You break my heart. Because the devotee is always anxious to see Krishna, just as Radharani. She is always anxious to see Krishna, but Krishna does not come. Just like Krishna left all the gopis, immediately went to Mathura.